Chapter 9, The Beginning of the Little Week. Like the Sabbath, the week originated at creation, and it has been preserved through Bible history. God Himself measured off the first week. It consisted of 7 literal days. 6 days were employed in the work of creation. Upon the 7th God rested, then set it apart as a day of rest for man. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the 7th day, wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day, and hallowed it. This reason appears beautiful and forcible when we understand the days of creation to be literal. The first 6 days of each week are given to man for labor. On the 7th day man is to refrain from labor in commemoration of the Creator's rest. But the assumption that the events of the first week required thousands upon thousands of years is infidelity in its most insidious and hence most dangerous form. Its real character is so disguised that it is held and taught by many who profess to believe the Bible. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of His mouth. The Bible recognizes no long ages in which the earth slowly evolved from chaos. Of each successive day of creation, the sacred record declares that it consisted of the evening and the morning, like all other days that have followed. Geologists claim to find evidence from the earth that it is very much older than the Mosaic record teaches. Bones of men and animals much larger than any that now exist have been discovered, and from that it is inferred that the earth was populated long before the time brought to view in the record of creation. Such reasoning has led many professed Bible believers to adopt the position that the days of creation were vast, indefinite periods. But apart from Bible history, geology can prove nothing. Relics found in the earth do give evidence of conditions differing in many respects from the present, but the time when these conditions existed can be learned only from the inspired record. In the history of the flood, inspiration has explained that which geology alone could never fathom. In the days of Noah, men, animals, and trees many times larger than now exist were buried and thus preserved as an evidence to later generations that the antediluvians perished by a flood. God designed that the discovery of these things should establish faith in inspired history. But men, with their vain reasoning, fall into the same error as did the people before the flood. The things which God gave them as a benefit they turn into a curse by making a wrong use of them. There is a constant effort to explain creation as the result of natural causes, and human reasoning is accepted even by professed Christians in opposition to scripture facts. Many oppose the investigation of the prophecies, especially Daniel and the Revelation, declaring that we cannot understand them. Yet these very persons eagerly receive the suppositions of geologists in contradiction of the Mosaic record. Just how God accomplished the work of creation He has never revealed to men. Human science cannot search out the secrets of the Most High. See. Those who leave the Word of God to account for His created works on scientific principles are drifting without chart or compass upon an unknown ocean. The greatest minds, if not guided by the Word of God in their research, become bewildered in their attempts to trace the relations of science and revelation. Those who doubt the records of the Old and New Testaments will be led to go a step further and doubt the existence of God. Then, having lost their anchor, they are left to beat about upon the rocks of infidelity. The Bible is not to be tested by men's ideas of science. Skeptics, through an imperfect comprehension of either science or revelation, claim to find contradictions between them, but rightly understood they are in perfect harmony. Moses wrote under the guidance of the Spirit of God, and a correct theory of geology will never claim discoveries that cannot be reconciled with his statements. True science and the Bible agree. In the Word of God many queries are raised that scholars can never answer. There is much among the common things of everyday life that finite minds with all their boasted wisdom can never fully understand. Yet men of science think they can comprehend the wisdom of God. The idea prevails that he is restricted by his own laws. Men either deny or ignore his existence or think to explain everything, even the operation of his spirit upon the human heart, and they no longer reverence his name. Many teach that the operations of nature are conducted in harmony with fixed laws with which God himself cannot interfere. This is false science. Nature is the servant of her creator. God does not annul his laws but is continually using them as his instruments. There is in nature the continual working of the Father and the Son. Christ says, "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." As regards this world, God's work of creation is completed. The works were finished from the foundation of the world. But his energy is still exerted in upholding the objects of his creation. Every breath, every pulsation of the heart, is an evidence of the all-pervading care of him in whom we live, and move, and have our being. The hand of God guides the planets and keeps them in position. He bringeth out their host by number, he calleth them all by names by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Through his power vegetation flourishes, the leaves appear, and the flowers bloom. He maketh grass to grow upon the mountains, and by him the valleys are made fruitful. All the beasts of the forest seek their meat from God, and every living creature from the smallest insect to man is daily dependent upon his providential care. All true science is in harmony with his works, all true education leads to obedience to his government. Science opens new wonders to our view, she soars high and explores new depths, but she brings nothing from her research that conflicts with divine revelation. The book of nature and the written word shed light upon each other. Men may be ever searching, ever learning, and still there is an infinity beyond. The works of creation testify of God's power and greatness. See, those who take the written word as their counselor will find in science an aid to understand God. The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead.